Tishlochu, you have to send out the Zocha the Tomei, or in the cave of the Tomei, you have to send out from the base of Migdash. So we dash in the Ramach of Shad and Rabbis, Zocha Vadai, Nekeba Vadois. There's only an Isser if you're a Zvadai Zocha or a Vadai Nekeba, for sure. But Vle Tumtum Vyadrugnis. A Tumtum Vyadrugnis, even though they're Tomei, they have no Chiyah to go out of the base of Migdash. So that's Shad and Rav, that there's no Isser B.S. Migdash on a Tumtum Vyadrugnis. At least for sure they're not Chai the Korban. So Moshe says, now let me bring you proof. Let me mislay. It says, Tumtum Vyadrugnis, these people that are suffering by the Razokh and the Kaiva, Sherou Lubin Oy Odom, if they saw white or they saw red, blood or this Zerom, is Ein Chayovim, they're not Chayv, they're going to Abias Migdash, and we are suffering Lame as a Truma. Since they only saw one, so it's a suffix whether they're tummy or not, so therefore, even if they touch Truma, you don't burn that Truma, it's only a suffix whether it's tummy or not. What's going to be if he sees both? Ro Lubin V'yodim, he sees both white and red, so both Zera and Dam, so Chur Kach at the same time. So Manachul Manashraf, now this androgynous is Tomei, whether he's a Zocher, whether he's Nikev, he saw both Zera and Dam. Still it says clearly, Ein Chayav Malbiyas Migdash, if he goes into the base of Migdash, he's not Chayav the Korban for that, if he goes in B'shoigig. Avol Sarfim Lehas a Truma, but if he touches Truma, it's Vadei Tomei, and you have to burn the Truma. My time, what's the reason? So who is the riot to Rav? Lav, isn't it? Mishum Shem, the Pasuk says, Mi Zocha V'yad Nekeva Tishlochu. That from the base of Midrash, you have to send out the Zocha and Nekeva. So we dash in Zocha Vadai, Nekeva Vadois. Only a Vadai Zocha Vadai Nekeva. V'loi Tumtum V'yad Rugnis. Not a Tumtum, not a Rugnis. Then we don't have to send out. Omar Ulu says, Loi, could be no, it's no proof to Rav from over here from this Braisa. I'll tell you maybe Shem from this Braisa is like this. Homani Reb Lezmi, if this goes according to Reb Lezmi Shita, the Tznan learned like this. Reb Yeliezer and Reb Lezmi says, Hasheretz, so we dash like this, Vinele Mimenu, this is talking about if you're Tomei, and then you go into the base of Migdash, Bishaygei, and you come out, you find, you remember that you were Tomei, you have to bring a Korban. So Vinele Mimenu, so Reb Lezmi dashins, Al Helem Sheretz Uchayiv, Yoni Chayiv, if you forgot that you were Tomei, you went to the base of Migdash. But Vienna Chayav al Hela Migdash. Let's say the person knew that he was Tomei. Just he goes into the house and he thinks it's his own house, or he thinks it's a shul, and it ends up he went to the base of Migdash. So we hold Yechayav a Korban, it's also called Helam. Reb Lezer holds no. Yoni Chayav if you forgot that you were Tomei, but you knew it was a base of Migdash. But if you know you're Tomei and you forget it's a base of Migdash, you're part of the Korban. We have Rekiva, and Rekiva says the Chur is similar. That Vinele Mimenu, we darshan Vu Tomei, he forgot that he was Tomei. So he also darshan Zale Helem Tumuhu Chayiv, he's only Chayiv if he forgot that he was Tomei and he went to the base of Migdash. But Viena Chayiv Ale Helem Migdash, if the Pshat is that he knows that he's Tomei, he just forgot that this is the base of Migdash, he thought it's Tamashul and he went in, and later he realized it, he's not Chayiv a Korban. So the question is, Aminu, we asked the question over there, that my B'nai, look, we're both saying the same thing, Reb Lezer and Rebbe Kiva. They both hold that you only chayav this korban for bias migdash if you're going to the base of migdash when you're tamei. If in the case where you were tamei and you forgot about it, you went to the base of migdash. But in the case that you remember the whole time that you tamei, just you forget, it's a base of migdash you brought up. So my benayu. But like this, v'yom mechizki chizki is like this. V'yom mechizki I'll tell you that sheretz unevela ika benayu. And the machlekes is in the Kiva and in Reb Lezer about a sheretz and a nevela. It's like this. But do you have to know exactly because of what you become Tomei? The Reb Lezer, some Reb Lezer holds that he says, for the Pasuk HaSheretz V'Nelam, so Reb Lezer holds, Sova Binon Adiyodo Isheretz Itzma Ibn Avel Itzma. That Yoni Chayiv, at the beginning, first you knew clearly from what you became Tomei, whether you touched the Sheretz or whether you touched the Nevela. You first knew that you were Vade Tomei from what? And then you forgot about it, went to the base of Migdash, and then later you remember, that's when you chayav a korban. But let's say at the beginning, even though you knew you were tummy, but you're not sure from what, you'd be part of the korban. For Rabbi Kiva Sovan, or Rabbi Kiva holds, loy binan. You don't have to know from what you became tummy. According to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say the word hasheretz. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's just vanilla. As long as you knew you were tummy, and then you forgot, you went to the base of Migdash, you chayav a korban. So it's like this. Lav Omer Reb Lezer, does Reb Lezer say, Hosam, that being in the Yoda, you have to first know, I b'sheretz itmi b'nevela itmi, you have to first know how you became Tomei, whether you touched the sheretz or whether you touched the nevela. And then you forget about it, go to Beis HaMikdash Shechayiv. So tell you, Hochinam, he heard the same thing by Tumtum, and Drugnus also the same thing. That even though this person saw both Dam and Zera, so for sure he's Tamei, but he doesn't know what made him Tamei. He doesn't know whether he has din of a Zohar and the Zera made him Tamei, or he has din of an Isha that the Dam made him Tamei. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, you'll be Potter from B.S. Mikdash, because Bina Diyada, you have to know, Ibelu Benitmait, you have a din of a Zohar, that's the white Zera that made you Tamei. Or was it the dam, the red dam that made you tummy? So you have to know this. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, you'll be, if a tumtus goes into the base of Mikdash, even though he's tummy, he'll be potter for the carbon. Abul Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the yom that he holds no, mishum tumma mechayit, as long as you know for sure you were tummy, and then you go into the base of Mikdash, chayit the carbon, tzorchinam here also, mishum tumma mechayit, it could be according to Rabbi Kiva, and if not, your tumtum, not drugness, would be chayit for tumma's base of Mikdash. Because the Maisa, they know that they were Tamei first. They don't know what reason, but for sure they're Tamei. And then they forget about it and go to the Beis Mikdash, they're Mechayev Korban. So the Kitzur, it's not a proof to Rav, the way Darshan the Pasuk, Zohar, Yad, and Keva, there could be this bride that goes according to Blezer. It's a good, we didn't bring a proof to Rav, but that's what Rav holds. The Rav holds in this Pasuk of Zohar and Keva Tishlechu means there has to be a Vadai Zohar or a Vadai Nekeva. That's what Rav Darshan. The Pasuk says, Mizohar v'yad Nekeva. So I'm going to ask the question, the Rav, according to Rav, Maishna b'yis Mikdash, the like siv mizoch of Yad Nekeva Tishnachu, Maishna by b'yis Mikdash, the like, that you say what, that a Tumtum Drugnus is Potter, why? Because the siv says in the Pasuk, mizoch of Yad Nekeva Tishnachu, so you dash and Rav the Pasuk means to say, you have to have a zoch of Yad Nekeva Vadois, and therefore the like Tumtum Drugnus, if he's talking about Tumtum Drugnus, you're not Chayiv. So the Gemara says, true manami lerti sarf. So according to you, Rav, when this tumtum adrugnis, there's adrugnis, when he saw even both, the dam and the zera, he should not be vade tami for true reason, he should not burn the truma. The same because the apostle says, fi hazav ez zoivoi, la zochel nekeva. So even by zav also to become tami, it says clearly, la zochel nekeva. So why don't you dash in there also, zochel vade nekeva vadois? When do you become Tomei? Only if you're Vadei Zohar, Vadei Nekeva. And make the same Joshua, for learn Tumtum V'Adrugnis, not if you're Tumtum V'Adrugnis. So even Mishum Tumi, you should not have Tumra on them altogether. Not even for Truma either. And you, Rav, agree that he's Vadei Tomei. If he touches Truma, you burn the Truma. So where it says, no, there the Joshua of Azav, 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 Nekeva, it's not extra. Hahu, that Joshua, Mibulam, neither like this, Umi Boyle, like the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, La Zoch, the Pasuk says, La Rabbis has a Mitzvah, Le Mayanoisov, that the Mitzvah, the man has Tumas, his Mayanis, like his spit that comes out from him is also Tommy, his Meraglaim is Tommy from him, not only his body, but even his Mayanis, the well that comes out from him, that's also Tommy. Rashi says, Shu, La Rabbis Mitzvah, Shu Mukash Lizav, that a Mitzvah has the same look like a Zav. Liyas Mayanois of Ava Tumma, Latami Yodam Akalim, Kizav, Yachsiv, Neki Yorak, Hazav. It says by Zav, if he spits, it's Tamei. So that's the Chiddush here, but so also, if he spits, his spit is Tamei. That's what the Joshua teaches us. Lazoch is the rabbi that's a Mitzur, Lemanois of. Ulnikeva, the rabbi that's a Mitzur, Lemanois of. She's a Mitzur, the same thing. That she has Tumma, that what comes out of her body is also an Ava Tumma. Her spit, it also doesn't look like an avatum. That's what the pasuk is meant for. For yazav azav azach on the keva. But it's not extra teachers. You have to be a vade zohar about on the keva. So Morris says, if so, hainami miboyle, even by our pasuk also, by tishlochu, we also should need it for something else then. Whereas the question here also, we should need it then, hainami miboyle, look at Rabbi, hainami miboyle, b'mi shiyesh loy tara b'mikvah. It's only something that has a tar b'mikvah you can put into the mikvah. Become Torah if it was Tamei. Prat le kli cheres, but not a kli cheres, an earthly kli that becomes Tamei, it has no tar b'mikvah. Didn't Rabbi Yossi, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, prat le kli cheres Tamei, shein torin shiluach min azora. If the kli cheres becomes Tamei in the base of Mikdash, you don't have to take it out of the base of Mikdash. So maybe when that's what it says by the Mikdash, tishlochu, maybe it comes from a mayit, not a kli cheres. Verses like this. I mean, it says like Zohar Nekev means only something like a Zohar Nekev that has a Tara B'Mikvah. They become Tum, they go to the Mikvah. But lafuka kli cheres, it becomes tamei, it has no tarah b'mikvah. So that's what the pasuk is teaching us. By tishlochu by the base of Migdash. And not to remind but tumtum not dragness. So Mara says, and came so nichtum in came nichtum rachmon odom. Church should have said odom tishlochu. From an odom I know only something like an odom that has a tire of a mikvah, and not a kli cheres. Why does it have to say zochu in a cave before? Tichtein, the Mara says, no, tichtein, maybe you tell me, e kosu rachmon odom, if the apostle would have just wrote the word odom, I would have thought to say klimatchis loy, there may be not even a klimatchis. Maybe only an odom that's tummy in the base of midrash, we have to send them out. But maybe a metal kli, even though when it becomes tummy and has time b'mikvah, maybe there's no chiyuv tishlochu. So Gemara says, or havamina klimatchis loy. So Gemara says no. Mikol tummy lenefesh nafke. It says the word mikol tummy. Much anything that's tummy in the base of midrash, you have to send out. It says zoch when it came to lomeli. Why does it say the extra word zoch when it came before? Is looking around. The teacher's around said Rosho. That only a vada is zoch or a vada in the cave as a mitzvah tishlochu to be stand out. But a tumtum rajrugnis, they have no chiyuv to go out. For the more of so, v'yema, why don't they say, kulu likud rav udiyosa? The old drosh is only for rav, maybe. And not to teach us anything else. Not to teach us klicheres then. So what's the name? So nichtav zoch or in the cave. My mi zoch of yad in the cave. We just say, ad in the cave, ad koldovish yesh to tabi mikvah. We clear both things then. That it has to be anything that has a tarah b'mikvah, lafuka kli cheres not. The mihocha is so ki itmei b'shar tumois lelishnachu. Is so maybe if you become it maybe once you said tumtum v'andrugnis is mufki is not a vade zoch a vada mekeva, so it doesn't have to be sent out of the base of Migdash. So maybe even it becomes tummy from something else. Let's say it touched the mace. Let's say it touched the sheretz. Maybe also doesn't have to go out. So it says no. On the pasuk says mi zochor mean only it's only imiyet. Mi tumah pereshes min hazochor. Only tumah that comes out of his body after zochor, that he's mamayit from. But not from other tumas. Now the Gemara says, this shru b'galeichah d'chsiv mi zochor ad nekev l'muti tumtum adrugnis hu diyosav agabi erchem d'chsiv hazochor. V'tani we learned, hazochor v'loi tumtum adrugnis. Yochor lo yibarachis, and no erchem anish. Av yibarach isham, tam loi mahazochor v'im nekevah. Zochor v'ad nekevah v'adoyis, la tumtum adrugnis. So Vika is time with the cost of Tichsiv Hazokha Vimikeva. Ho Mizokha Nikeva Mamayat. But just from the word Zokha Nikeva, we're not Mamayat. It has to be an extra posik. It says Hazokha Vimikeva from the word Vim. Without the word Vim, I would not know this. So Mashmi, you see, just from Zokha Nikeva, we don't make this Joshua. So where it says true, Ho'umi Bodha Lechalik, Ben Erech Ish Le'erech Isha. From that alone. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this. Let's come more again on the next tape.